I just came in here for the air conditioning and I'm on air.
You are, mate.
There you go.
And round the world too, Pete.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, what went wrong, mate?
Oh, I just got out-batted. I think they're our top two bats, which have, you know, been making sort of 70, 60, 80 runs sort of a match, got 20 between them, and that was the difference. They batted very well. I think we generally bowled pretty well, and I think bowling from both sides was very similar. The difference was probably their top order batting was outdid our top order batting. Pretty happy with the tail end for us to be where we were, and to still get 157 was a good effort from the blokes batting down the order.
They just seemed to consolidate. You know, they were happy just to get in there and make sure that they didn't lose their wickets any too quickly. Was a good thing to see.
Yeah, we knew we had to bat 60 because their last 10 overs is where we really need to make the runs, and because we lost some early wickets, we weren't in a position, I suppose, to go too hard too early. So we had to wait to sort of the mid 40 overs before we could start to push the run rate. And it was looking all right with probably 6 or 7 overs to go, but then the Brendan and Frank last 5 or 6 overs bowled very well.
And I think that was one of the main differences at the end. I guess everyone was expecting it was going to be a fair old run fest with Frank and Brendan on, and didn't eventuate, did it?
I think lunch came at a good time for them, because before lunch, I think they were both struggling. They'd been out there for 2 hours, and I think they bowled 5 or 6 extras each in the overs they were bowling before lunch. And then after lunch, they were giving us maybe 1 or 2, and, you know, so that was good bowling under pressure from those guys.
And you would certainly have no bad words to say about Mixadoo's bowling.
No, he had a good match. He had a very good match. I mean, Dave Gorsey out in the second innings. He took 3 in the first innings. He went out actually second last ball for 30. So if a few others had done what Mick had done, we would be winning.
Speaking of bowling, also in the second innings, I think credit goes to the Institute bowling, because you guys just never gave it away. We've all been in grand finals before, and it's very hard in the second innings to come back. But I think the bowling performance deserves a lot of applaudance in the second innings, because you certainly fought it out there. And I don't think there was much more you could do. You just couldn't get the wickets, could you?
No, I mean, I think it helps when you get a good batsman out early. Getting Dave out early certainly sort of boosted things and gave us a chance that we could win. But, I've never seen Dave McFarlane bat as well as that. He's batted for 28 overs or something. I mean, I don't think he's ever batted 28 overs straight.
No. Mate, I captained him, and I can tell you now that's the best performance I've ever seen him put in.
By a long shot. Yeah. By a long shot.
Full marks to him and Chris.
Chris has done it all year, so I mean, you got to say well done to Chris. I mean, it'd be nice to get him out, but he's gone and batted 31 overs and Dave McFarlane 28. So, you know, they certainly deserve to win. They're the best side over the weekend.
And I know that you've got the on-field presentations coming up, so we'll let you go shortly, but just quickly, what is there any other words that you'd like to pass on to people out there listening, and any messages to Burwood that you'd like to mention quickly?
They're just too good for us on the weekend, so well done, and I'm not coming back to practice for a few months. So.
Have a bit of a winter hiatus, mate.
Yeah, watch some footy.
Watch some footy, exactly. All right, well, look, thanks for coming in, and unfortunately, bad luck for you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Commiserations again.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rob. We will now take the broadcast from outside with the presentation about to get away, so I will flick the outside mic on, and we'll take the presentations of the medals, starting off, of course, with the losers' medals, followed by the winners' medals and the Doug Sloan Award, which will, in my opinion, either go to Michael Sadu or David Gorsey. I suspect it'll probably go to David Gorsey since it was a Burwood victory. So we'll flick outside and we'll come back afterwards, after the presentations.
All right. It's been a really great couple of days. It's been pretty hot, both in the weather and the competition. And I think the fortunes of both teams have gone either way at different times during the match. But there can only be one winner, and in this instance it was Burwood. And so what I'd like to do is call the captain of Institute, Peter Robinson, and Chris Ives forward. Pete, if you'd like to say a few words.
I just want to say congratulations to Burwood. Our play just over the last 2 days. Good standard of cricket. They just outbatted us, and Dave led very well from the front with his opening knock and support of Scotty and Dave in the first innings, and then the second innings Chris and Dave batted for about 30 overs. The two of them was a great effort. And well done to our guys. I think we lost a couple of early wickets and we were in a bit of trouble, and I think everyone thought we'd probably be knocked over for 70 or 80, but great effort from the tail end to get us all the way to 157, and at one stage this morning we were a bit of a chance. So well done, guys, to get so close. So I'll call the team. Vice captain, and had a fantastic match. Mix it out. All right, I'll just go in order now. Brent Franklin. Ashley Malone. Tony Monasani.
We're still wondering here in the commentary box why Ashley Malone didn't get a bowl.
Rob Machete. Michael James. Paul Animal. And Hugh Caldwell.
Right on, Hugh.
Thank you, Peter. I'd now like to call on David Gorsey as captain of Burwood to say a few words and introduce his team, please.
Just firstly, I'd like to congratulate Institute on a fantastic season, finished on top, played really well. It was a great game of cricket today. Either side could have won, as Pete said, for most of today and yesterday, so well done, boys. Just want to thank Chris and Michael for umpiring. So it's hard enough standing out there playing cricket for 2 days in that heat, but to set up home, it's okay now. So thank you, guys. And Barb and Greg for scoring. And to all the members of the executive for making this a great season. Just want to congratulate my team on a great... We've stuck together, kept this club going, and you've got a well-deserved premiership. So team vice-captain, Chris Bailey. Dave, Carl, and greetings today, mate. Peter Flint. Frank Bauer, really well bowled today, Frankie. Well done, mate. Guy playing his first year, Glenn Bracescardle. Well done, Glenn. And the complete extreme guy, been around forever, Manny T. Another really great bowling today, Brennan Fox. David Steeds. And Dave Goodman. Well done, boys.
And of course, we've forgotten the captain, David Gorsey. Now, it's my pleasure to present a couple of medals myself to a couple of guys who have really taken the heat for a couple of days in more ways than one. And that is our two umpires, Mr. Michael Clemens.
Umpires did a terrific job.
And Mr. Chris Irons.
Thoroughly deserved here. Thoroughly deserved.
And also, I'd like to call down our two scorers. Barbara.
On your Barbara.
Right, Barbara Close. And Greg Heaven. Come on, Greg.
Both did a stellar job. And Lily, your father, did you cry, mate?
And Greg said a handshake would be fine. Yeah, okay. no sense of adventure. We now have the medal for the player of the match. and this is adjudicated by the umpires, and I don't know, from where I was sitting, I saw a lot of really fine performances, so I'm not quite sure. who they've selected, but I'll ask Jody Hunter to come forward and present, please, the winner of the Doug Sloan Medal.
Dad, again, was unfortunately not able to attend. So on behalf of Doug Sloan, I'd like to present this medal to David Gauzy.
There you go. No surprise there, ladies and gentlemen. I think most people have thought that he was going to come through.
Now, there's only one more official duty to do, and that is to present the Dick and Jean Wyatt Shield. I'd like to call life member Margaret Sloan to come and present that to the winning team. Come forward, David.
And the guys out there are quite animated. Of course, the Burwood team fired up, but on Burwood did an exceptional job over the last couple of days.
Okay, sorry, Marco. I'm just going to butt in here, and we'll try and get hold of some interviews. Dave Gauzy, just in a minute.
Yeah,
we're streaming live to the internet. With me is the winning captain of today's grand final, Dave Gauzy. Congratulations, very well done, Dave.
Cheers, Al. Thanks very much.
Your team, you'd have to be pretty proud of them, mate. They batted well, they bowled well and fielded well. Highlights for you?
Firstly, I'm very proud of my team, but also Institute, mate. That was one of the best games of cricket I've been involved in. Everyone in participating in the game played their best cricket. Our highlights are... It's a batting lineup yesterday. Everyone did their job yesterday brilliantly. Bowling, everyone was fantastic. And today, Chris and Dave McFarlane, that second innings, mate, to hold out for 30 overs is just sensational.
And Scotty's performance today with a hamstring and or even like from almost the start with his 43, and he bowled pretty well in both innings, really, didn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah, Scott, not just Scott with his hammy, but Dave Goodman too was injured for a lot of today, so both those guys playing through some pain was just brilliant.
Yeah, I saw him go for a bit of Essendon treatment at one point in time, a couple of Panadol, just as well as no drug tests in blind cricket.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Mate, I'll not hold up your celebrations too long. I'll try and pick up a couple of other interviews, but on behalf of all the listeners online for the last 2 days, congratulations and very well done to Burwood.
Cheers, thanks very much, and thanks to everyone for listening as well.
Okay, captain of Burwood, Dave Gauzy. I'll go... headhunting here and see if I can find someone else that's worth the chat. Scott, we're streaming to the web at the moment, mate. I'd like to say well done first on Burwood's win, and to you for your performance under great difficulty. How serious is the hammy?
I'd say it's a 6 to 8 week hammy, but yeah, it's a good result for us. We've played very hard. We've had a fairly good season, and it's good to actually get through and come through as underdogs and actually win the game.
Yeah, when you come to consider that Burwood ended up 10 points in... Institute ended up 10 points ahead of Burwood in the home and away and were minor premiers. Highlights of the game for you?
Well, obviously scoring a 40 is always nice, especially in a final. Actually took a wicket today. It was the first time since Christmas I've taken a wicket with me bowling, so it's been a bit of a change for me. It's good.
It was funny to see you bowling from about 4 paces rather than 270 metres.
It was definitely a challenge learning how to bowl again. First ball I bowled off the no-run-up was a wide, so it's definitely a change.
Well done, mate. Very good performance all round from your point of view, and we hope the hammy gets to be on the mend fairly soon.
Thank you very much, Elf, and someone's going to have a lot of fun ripping all the strapping off it tonight.
yeah, good old Amanda. Okay, Scott, thanks, mate. I'll continue to hunt for another couple of people.
And we thank Elf there,
Glenn, just
for these interviews, and he's coming back.
Internet,
coming through with Glenn,
new player, and worldwide, mate. You're going to be a celebrity in 1 minute.
That's
Just quickly, your first season in, and to win a premiership's got to be a good feeling.
It's a fantastic feeling to win the premiership the first year in.
and had an over this morning and bowled pretty well, I saw.
Yeah, didn't do too bad for an over, yeah. For first year, I didn't think.
No, and I think all around you've had a pretty enjoyable game, and to walk out of it with the blue ribbon around your neck, mate, you'd have to be feeling pretty proud right about now.
It's been a great game. Everyone played well, and it's a great feeling to walk out with the blue ribbon, as you said.
Mate, if you want to hear this interview, I believe Marco's going to put it on the VBCA website in the next week or so once it's all edited. And so any of your family that want to hear this that haven't actually been on the internet for the weekend, but congratulations, and I hope you have many, many more enjoyable seasons like you would have had this season.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and another stalwart of Burwood who now joins the world stage, Manny T. Yes. Great feeling, Manny?
Yes, great feeling.
Okay.
Excellent feeling.
Okay.
Sensational.
Now, any more words, Manny?
No.
Okay, I'll have a turn now. Yeah, highlights of the game for you. What do you think you enjoyed most, apart from the win and getting that blue ribbon around your neck?
Just being with the team, and even though that I didn't get a bat or bowl, but being with the team and just encouraging them a little bit certainly helped.
But you stopped some yes, deliveries getting through the field and prevented.
Yes, yeah.
That's all good. Manny, thanks very much for your few moments. It's great to great to share the time with you.
And can I say just one more thing? I'd like to thank someone who came down today, especially who's a friend of mine, is Wayne Dunderdale. He's been a great support.
It's always great to see the spectators, Manny, and thank you for bringing down your friends and family throughout the season. It's been great. I'll talk to you soon, mate. Okay, Frank. And we'll now have a chat with Frank Bauer. Mate, a wicket in a grand final. How good does that feel, buddy?
Feel very, very good.
You're actually going live to air all around the world on our live web stream, so we'll make the most of this one. No, congratulations, mate. You bowled very well today, and you'd have to feel pretty good about winning a grand final.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you been a part of a grand final side before?
Yes, I have.
And a winning side?
Winning side and losing side.
Okay, so you've had about as much enjoyment as I have. But your bowling, a couple of years ago, none of us would have thought that we'd see you bowl, but today you just took the bit between your teeth and did an awesome job and got that wicket. That's got to be something to go home and brag about for a long time to come.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did a really, really good job. And, yeah, and I'm very happy and proud of it.
No doubt. And We say congratulations to you and to Burwood, and hopefully we'll see you down for a lot more seasons to come.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Marco, I think they're all spreading out a little bit, mate. It's becoming a challenge. You might want to start having a... Ah, no. Chris Bailey, our number one champion, man. You're going live to the internet, mate. Congratulations on the win and congratulations on your performance today.
Thank you very much.
Highlights for you?
I think just the way that Burwood came together as a team this time. We didn't drop our heads when things didn't go our way, and as you know, in finals, things swing and change. And the important thing was that everyone pulled together and supported each other when things weren't going our way, and that pulled us through, and we pulled through them to win.
Do you think that today's or this weekend's grand final is probably better than the quality of a couple that we've seen over the past couple of years?
Oh, it's definitely a quality game of cricket, both to play and I hope to watch. Obviously, there were some good performances by quite a few different people, and everyone certainly in the Burwood team and the Institute team put in a good effort to get where we were. So, yeah.
And the Burwood strategy when you found out that Institute only had 9 players that they could field. Was there any talk about that and sort of saying, well, okay, that Institute are underdone?
No, I don't think so. We know that Institute are a quality side no matter how many people they've got, so you can't go in there underestimating them because it's just a recipe for disaster. So we went out there and played to our game plan and it came off for us, so we were quite happy with that.
You had a pretty good game, as did Dave Gorsey and Scott Piker and a couple of others, but yeah, it was good to see Frank take a wicket this morning. His first ever in a final, and I think his first ever wicket.
Oh, yeah, Frank and Foxy both bowled really well towards the end there. fair bit of pressure on them towards the end of the institute innings to make sure that they didn't get past our score, and they came up trumps and did a really good job for us.
Yeah, well, how did it feel when you sort of came off and learned that they were only 26 behind, that you actually had to either hold your end up or put some runs on the board quickly? Was there any talk about whether you were going to set them a target?
Obviously, we would have liked to have been more in front at the end of that innings, but we were happy enough with where we were. We knew that we could, you know, go out there and bat 40 to 60 overs again and hold them out. So it was just a matter of us going out there, batting as we normally bat, not doing anything silly, but also trying to accumulate a few runs here and there as well.
Cool. Chris, thank you very much for your time. And again, congratulations to you on your performance and to Burwood on their win for the 2013 Premiership.
Thanks, Alf. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Marco, we'll probably just do a couple more. Chris, sorry, can I interrupt for one moment? We're still streaming on the internet. With me, umpire Chris Ive. Hot weekend for you, mate?
It has been very, very hot. Although the clouding out of the late yesterday and also most of today, it's made it a bit cool because that's where the breeze came in. That was really good.
And highlights of the game for you as an umpire, it would have been a pretty tough call to award the Doug Sloan medal on tipping.
Not really. On a personal note, I think Dave took the necessary wickets. Him bowling Robbo was probably the crucial change in the game. I think that was it. Once Robbo gone, therefore, you know, it's like a rudderless ship. They weren't really going anywhere. But no, he batted really, really well. You know, after those two early wickets that Burwood had, then he just controlled the ship with Scotty and, you know, got him up from, you know, 2 for 10 for, what, 2 for 90 or something like that. So, they were right.
And it was good to see new players like Glenn get to take part and win in his first grand final. But Frank Bower and his first wicket ever.
Well, talking about Glenn fielded the best I've ever seen him field. And he stopped balls today that I'd seen them go straight past him. He actually lifted it today. He didn't seem nervous, so yeah, he things did real well. Regarding Hollywood, Frank Bower, always thought he had it in him. I could see him all year bowling a bit more with Burwood than he did with Institute. And you know, once Frank gets in his groove, yeah, he bowls better than most totally. Yeah, he bowls really, really well. And him getting that wicket was a highlight for him, and he deserved the wicket.
And I think it's something that he will remember always. Match officials are always hard to get, and we say congratulations and thanks very much for a good job. Well done.
Well, thanks very much. You know, I've been around a long time, and I appreciate it. We've got the best seat in the house, actually, watching these games. And one of the good things is that we see young players like C.A. Huey fielded well today. You know, he had a hard job basically going from fine leg to fine leg all day in the heat. You know, they tell us that we had a hard job. I'll tell you what, that boy, you know, 14, he's going from fine leg to fine leg in that heat and stopping balls, you know, diving around, he did a great job.
He certainly did, and he's a far cry from the little fellow that come along and played for Institute and ended up with a shirt about 5 sizes too big for him in his first game, but he was just happy to plug along and enjoy it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, a couple of years ago he was bowling balls that wouldn't make the other end, and now, you know, he's bowling very quick straight balls and doing a very good job, and he's going to be a good player in the future. You watch him.
I intend to, because I think there's a few good up-and-comers. Chris, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Alfie, and hello to all the listeners.
Thank you very much, Foxy. Come on, you're waiting to say something, my friend. Hey, Foxy, you've got to be proud of having that medal around your neck, mate.
Yes, Alfie.
And you bowled very well today?
Reasonably.
Oh, I don't think I'd undersell yourself, Foxy. Come on, be excited. Your team's just won a premiership. What? And what do you think were the highlights of the game for you?
I reckon I kept pretty well. Game went really well, I think. Dave getting those early wickets, I think it changed the game. The skipper.
Well done and congratulations, Brendan. Marco, I'll do one more. I've got in front of me here and I'm not going to let him go past without saying a word. Paul Annibal, how are you going? Mate, we're live streaming to the web and just a couple of quick questions. Commiserations, it's been a long day, it's been a hot day. But you batted and bowled very well in this game, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've had a good grand final. Yeah, I did my best, but we just fell a bit short, that's all.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Burwood.
Yeah, they sort of earned it on the day, didn't they? And
yes,
I think,
yeah, they batted,
you know,
very well yesterday. We didn't take enough wickets. That's the problem. We lacked a bit of penetration with our bowling. We bowled reasonably well, but we couldn't take wickets at vital times. So, and you know, Robbo made 6, Michael James made 11. So, you know, the Parsley A's didn't make as many runs as we'd hoped. The rest of the side batted quite well. So we did really well to get to 157, but it just wasn't enough.
I'm sure that there would have been a bit of a worrying time when Burwood found themselves only 26 runs ahead at the change of innings. And you guys would have had to have thought that there might just have been a chance in the second innings.
Yeah, well, in previous grand finals, we've always taken wickets early in second innings of grand finals. But on this, you know, in this case, it wasn't to be. And Chris Bailey and David McFarlane, they batted really well, you know, for 30 overs after getting an early quick wicket with David Gorsey was LBW for not many, so no, they batted really well.
And it would have had to have been a pretty taxing day for your bowling in the heat and the humidity,
well,
and it's been a horrid weekend.
Yesterday, and Burwood, we got the better conditions with the bowling because it cooled down, you know, after tea yesterday, it clouded over a bit, so they got sort of got the better bowling conditions then, but that's not really any excuse, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's not going to change the result one way or the other.
No, that's right. You just it's, you know, it's in the history books now, and I'm just grateful to have made another grand final. This is my 11th, and I've won 6 and lost 5. So, you know, I'm still grateful to play. I'm really, to me, it's all about participation. It's good to win them, but it's great to participate in them.
Agreed, and you and I have played alongside one another. We've played against one another
over
the years, and we've always managed to keep a pretty good friendship. And
we've been fairly civil to each other.
Yeah, we have.
Even when you made that 43 on ground one.
Yeah, but I try and only remind you about that once a year.
That was a great knock.
Thank you for it, Paul. See,
thank
that's
you.
What friends do.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate,
yeah,
mate. Yeah, I hope you. Continue on with cricket for a few years to come, and we stand here and
I'm only 60, so you know I'll keep playing for a few more years.
All right, okay. So while she hasn't got a whole lot of years on you,
no, he's only got a few, and Barry O'Sullivan is still a bit older than me. So whilst he retires, Barry will be the oldest player in the competition, which I'm quite happy about.
You've just clarified a few points that we discussed online over the last couple of days. We were debating about who was the oldest, and I think Walshy's got ambitions to beat Charlie Bradley. And what age was Charlie when he retired?
Look, I honestly don't know. He would have been in his 70s probably.
So there you go. It proves that players can have longevity in cricket.
I think B1s can. Because they don't run around as much as B2s or B3s, so yeah. Yeah, you can have longevity if you look after yourself. And,
fair enough. Paul, I'll let you go now, mate. You've had a long, hot weekend, and thank you very much for talking to us. No problem.
As the waft of lovely barbecue or something comes into the scorebox, and hunger is starting to take over here, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long weekend, hasn't it, Elf?
That it has, Marco. Sorry, I'm doing a couple of things at once here.
That was a busy boy.
Yeah. Okay, I hope that we managed to capture the atmosphere.
Oh, no, there was no problem at all. Everything came through crystal clear. So
it's always very difficult to sort of wander around and try and do something like that without a set of headphones.
Absolutely. AKG microphones are definitely the way to go, people, if you're looking for wireless things. So, Elf, I guess some final thoughts on how it all panned out this weekend and heading up towards 10 to 5, so we might cut in the next 5 minutes or so.
Well, we know that Burwood won the grand final, and they certainly won it on their merits. It was a great weekend, a very good weekend. I didn't get down until lunchtime or a bit after yesterday, and The cricket I've seen this weekend, I have thoroughly enjoyed. There's no doubt about it. It's been a great day, and I think it's probably the best grand final we've had in 3 or 4 years.
All right, absolutely. And Greg Heaven just wishes his son farewell and shishi, as we all said during the afternoon, Lenny. So farewell from Dad, and we'll go on with some further cricket discussion, Elfie. We thank our listeners for participating, all the people that have written in. I think we ended up peaking with our iPhone audience and OO Tunes. I've got some statistics up. We ended up peaking at 55, which is quite impressive, considering I didn't think we'd get anywhere near that many people. We've still got around about all up close to 20 people listening out there. So I think it's a credit to, well, everybody out there for really, you know, obviously enjoying the broadcast. I've had nothing but good feedback, which is fantastic. So, you know, I really enjoyed bringing this broadcast to everyone out there, and always enjoyed doing this sort of thing.
And so, there's been a lot of friendly banter along the way. And,
oh, there has been.
Probably a lot of boring conversation and comment, but it's been great fun doing it, and it's something that, you know, I've been involved with now for 2 years, and hope that it continues along. And I will certainly, if I'm around and have the time, put my hand up and front up for down the track. But going back to the cricket, you know, Burwood, 186 in their first innings, only ended up 26 runs ahead. That's a pretty fair challenge for a team that's batting second. But the problem was with the Institute, they just could not buy a wicket today. And that's, as Paul exactly Annable right, said, yeah, you know, some of it's to do with the heat, some of it was just, you know, that Burwood set themselves a target to Stonewall, and that was the end of the story.
And that's exactly right. As we said earlier, Alf, I think the main issues were that Institute didn't perhaps stagnated a little bit when they were chasing, and also they just weren't able, their superstar batsmen weren't able to get any runs. Peter Robinson unfortunately failed for Institute, and obviously Mike Sadu was left to do too much at the end on his own, and there's only so much that a player can do when it gets to the point that it got to this afternoon, Alf.
And that's true, but then, you know, he's 27 or whatever it was with the bat, and he bowled exceptionally well all weekend, both innings. There's no doubt in the world about it.
He kept instituting the game when Burwood were looking at potentially getting well over 200 runs.
You don't see trophies awarded very often to people in losing sides, but to some extent I sort of felt a bit sorry for Mike, because I believe that he probably would have been just as much candidate for the Doug Sloan medal as Dave Gawsey. The fact that Dave Gawsey made a 40, I think, was probably the thing that swayed the umpires, as Chris Ives said.
Exactly. And so, look, as I was saying before when the presentations were on and I was putting a few comments in the background, you don't often see a player from a losing side getting the award. And I think definitely, no doubt, David Gawsey was a deserved winner. But Michael Sadu, his performance this weekend was exceptional, and by far the best performer from Institute the whole weekend, and I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Undoubtedly. You know, Institute, and just recapping for the listeners, you know, to hear or to see people like Frank Bauer take his first ever wicket and to do it in the grand final, you know, and the guy was just... he was just beside himself when I was talking to him before. The smile on his face, you wouldn't have wiped it off with a...
He's a great guy, Frankie. He used to play for Glenferrie in the early days, quite a long time ago, of course, now. And he was always a funny guy. And it's wonderful to see that, you know, the guys that aren't necessarily in your list of better players, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, can actually go out there and do go out there on a regular basis and actually fight it out. And for him to get a wicket is a fantastic thing. And you've just... it makes anybody have a smile on their face, doesn't it, really? Like, you'd like to see stories like that. And and congratulations to
Frank. Absolutely, no doubt. And Glenn Bracegirdle with his first medal around his neck in his first year playing cricket. You know, that's something that does not come a player's way very often.
Definitely not.
I don't know how long you had to wait for a premiership, but I remember I'd played about 2 seasons and got absolutely clobbered by Burwood when I was in about my second or third year. It was very sad. Rin Pass was run out for 2 golden ducks in in both innings.
I do remember that, Alf.
Capitulated.
Yes.
So, you know, that one stuck in the mind.
And there's another grand final that stuck in the mind. The grand final, I'm not sure if you played in that one, where Institute lost on first innings, but they ended up coming back and winning on second innings, which was back, I believe, in the late 90s or early 2000s. Not sure
I don't believe I was.
Not sure if you played in that one. That was one of the ones that sticks in my mind.
It could have been after my demise at Institute, and sometimes I'm a little too outspoken. But I've got to say that, you know, even though I left Institute with a bit of bad feeling, I still have a lot of time for the guys in the club. They are an exceptional mob, you know. And today I couldn't help just sort of saying, well, you know, a bit of loyalty had to lie with Institute in spite of the fact that they lost the game.
And again, as I said before, Burwood thoroughly deserved winners. They played fantastic cricket over the weekend. They really did show a cricketing lesson to Institute at the end of the day. And I guess the Burwood captaincy was far more, well, at the end of the day, perhaps far more thought out, far more planned. There was a lot of commentary where we were saying, you know, Institute perhaps weren't taking runs when they should have. And I do remember saying that the same thing about Burwood as well yesterday. And
yeah, I was going to say, Marco, that was said of both sides.
There was, it was.
Imagine if they'd have taken those runs. You know, we could add scores of 250.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and they've been unheard of for many a long year. Mm.
I think the last time such a score was done was against Braille and Kuyong back in my first year of blind cricket. I think that was 1990 or something.
I was going to say, it probably would have been as far back as the black ball.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely, because I remember I was only 12 or 13 in the first year of blind cricket, and I think Kuyong got 250-odd or something, and Braille 260, and Braille ended up getting about 235. And, of course, that was the year where Jim Pipsack decided to bowl first, which hardly ever happens.
And they were the days when cricket would go two full days. You know, we'd probably still be playing cricket if it was back then. But the white ball's been a great leveller. It's been a help to some people and a hindrance to others. Like my bowling with the black ball, I consider a few trophies in the cabinet that I wasn't a bad bowler or a bad batsman, but certainly with the white ball, I just couldn't come to terms with it as a bowler.
All right, Alf. Well, look, it's coming up towards 5 o'clock. So after another long stint in the commentary box today of just on 7 hours, I think we might sign out and we'll just leave some music playing for the listeners that
that there is a live radio show on Vision Australia Radio, 11:79 a.m. in Melbourne at 6:30. So stay tuned for that and pick up on the events of the weekend and possibly an interview there too.
Absolutely.
So, Marco, before we go, I'd like to say a big thank you to you, mate, for your hard work, your energy and effort for the whole weekend. It's been exceptional, and as always, we've worked together a few times this year and it's always been a pleasure.
And I hope we continue to work together, mate. It's always great fun working with you and the other guys that have come in, of course. Too many to mention, really. There was we have Jerry, Peter Lowe, Hamish McKenzie,
Tosca,
Brett Scar came in for a short stint as well.
Paul Ravenaki.
Paul Rav, of course, Rav's down this weekend, guys.
Rod Pritchard.
Indeed, Rod's always here.
And you guys did a pretty tough early doors yesterday
was always the hardest part is, generally speaking, usually the Saturday mornings and the Sunday mornings, but this morning we were fairly lucky that I think we had a few people that decided to stick around Talbot Crescent at Hamish's place overnight, so that certainly helped out with this morning.
Not sure whether that was a good thing or a bad thing,
let's just say that, and I'll say to the listeners now, I've only had one beer for the afternoon and am slightly not healthy. So them's the breaks, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm sure we'll fire up later on.
Sorry, Marco. And for the benefit of the listeners, I'll sign off. I'm Alf O'Neill for VBCA live streaming cricket. And Marco, it's back to you.
Thanks, Alf. And thank you very much again, Alf, for coming in. Really appreciate your efforts. We'll sign off. We'll put some music on and we'll leave it on for a little while and obviously enjoy, and we may come back whilst the radio show is on, we may not, and obviously we'll start packing up and appreciate everyone's feedback. If you'd like to text in or message or do anything, please do so. You'll get a response. The text number is 0412 128 429, or +61 412 128 429, or you can email at marco.curr@gmail.com, or pop into the VBCA website. There is a comments section there under the where the streaming link was put up, and I believe that you can actually comment on that particular web page there. So if you want to put up some comments about how we've got the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you however you feel that we went, that would be appreciated as well, and we'll take it on board. And obviously, for many more years to come, we hope to continue this this fun venture. So my name's Marco Carolaggio. It's been a great pleasure to bring this to you this weekend, and we're signing off, and we shall leave you with some music.